Welcome to today's Talk of the Town. I'm Sherry Gibson. Kay Brooks is joining me today. Kay is with FHN, and you are in charge of volunteers, right, Kay?
I am, Sherry. Thank you.
Glad to have you here today. Are you always looking for volunteers at FHN?
We are. We currently have around 700 individuals that volunteer throughout a calendar year. And depending on what the need is within the network and also the quality or the requirements that the people bring to the table, we can usually match them up. Not always, but usually.
So if someone has interest in just helping out, they can contact you. What kinds of things do volunteers do primarily?
Volunteers can really do a variety of things. Their primary goal is to always do pieces of a job that free up our clinicians to really be patient-focused and customer-focused. For example, if a doctor's office changes hours, then a mailing usually has to go out, you know, telling all the customers and the patients of the change of hours. So think about if the nursing staff or the clinical staff had to sit down and stuff those envelopes and put the labels on, it really wouldn't be a good use of their expertise. So that's where, for example, a volunteer in one of our clerical positions in one of the satellite offices or anywhere can help with a clerical project. We do have volunteers in 30-some different service areas every month, all the way from the offices in Warren and Pecatonica and Forreston. Of course, the more visible ones are the ones at the hospital, but the hospital is one site. So you can see the volunteers pushing out the patients in wheelchairs, but there are so many, many more things that they can do within the network.
Are there any specific traits that you look for in a volunteer?
Yes, absolutely. We're looking for the individual that really has a higher level of verbal communication skills and interpersonal behavioral traits, because the volunteers at FHN are really a reflection of FHN. And in fact, they can be your first impression or your last impression of FHN. So we're looking for people that are dedicated, committed, that can, that there's the right reason for volunteering. And we're fortunate to have just some spectacular individuals.
So they really are, you want people who really want to help other people is what it boils down to.
We do. Commitment, dedication, and a lot of them are retired medical providers, or they had a medical career themselves, and or it's a patient or a family member that really remembered some sort of a volunteer interaction that really helped them get through a very stressful time or process. And, you know, they really want to do that too. So their heart's in the right place.
Do volunteers, if someone's interested in becoming a volunteer, do they have to commit to a certain number of hours every week, or how does that work?
There is a commitment, yes, because it's not, you know, the things that our volunteers do at FHN have real value. And so there is a commitment. We have some volunteers that are available just for projects. I can call them up and within a day or two, they're there for 4 or 5 hours finishing a project. We have others that do a particular service area like every Tuesday. So we're looking for people that, yes, are committed, and there is a schedule, because like I say, we depend on them, and they always come through. So
is there a process, or I should say, what kind of process is there to become a volunteer?
Mm-hmm. It's a stepped process, quite honestly. There's an application process. There's a lot of paperwork. Because we do have a lot of I's we have to dot and T's we have to cross. But that's the way it should be, because you are volunteering within a medical organization. And so there's standards and requirements that everyone has to follow, whether it's paid staff or volunteers. Once the application process is completed and all the paperwork's done appropriately, then I have a screening process, an interview process, and then finally an orientation process.
Now, if someone wants to volunteer, can they be specific and say, I want to work in the gift shop, or I want to work in OB, or something like that?
Yes, we do have a section of the application that asks not only what are your interests as far as service areas, but also what are your interests as far as time. there are some service areas within FHN that are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, of course, it's not a high need area, but we have volunteers that work on the weekends and overnight and places like that. So, you know, we want to take a look at that as part of the application process.
We've heard a lot about people, patients and dogs and pets and how they can benefit. What if someone has a dog that they say they want to bring to the hospital? How does that work?
Yes, FHN does have a pet therapy program. I believe that's what it's called. That is handled on the clinical side of the organization. Those folks are volunteers, but if somebody did call me, which I usually get the calls, I will put them in touch with somebody on the clinical side so that they can talk through the necessary requirements for having a therapy pet. But those are very beneficial. And I have seen afternoons when I think we have three dogs, right? Well, they came all at once, but it's quite a show. And they're all specially trained, special requirements, but absolutely of benefit to patients' experience.
What about any other benefits for volunteers beyond feeling good and knowing that they're helping out? Are there any other benefits?
Oh, sure. I'm really going to split this off into two groups, our student volunteers. There's been absolutely a cause and effect as far as college applications and applications maybe to get in technical school. Most places do want a well-rounded student, so they're looking for volunteer opportunities. So it gives the student an opportunity to enhance their communication skills, their interpersonal skills. Some of them may never have had a job, and although this isn't a job, there is, you know, that dependability. You've got to get up, you've got to be there, you've got to be on time. And it also allows a student to look at careers in the medical field. We are always hoping that people get into the medical field, and you have to start, of course, educating with the students. Then on the adult side, it's that connection that they feel with their community and their organization. Maybe it gave back to them, but let's face it, most of us think that it would be so much, most of us that are working every day think, oh, wouldn't it just be great to like be able to stay home? But you know, it's really not. It's boring if you're a person that's always been vital and connected and you've had reasons to get up and you know, you were responsible. People depended on you for things. And so that's the type of adult that we tend to get and that works very well at FHN because life doesn't stop after you retire. It really opens up and you can do the things you want to do.
Kay, do you have any stories, any favorite stories about any volunteers that you might be able to share?
I have a couple. One of them, of course, is always the student that starts out at maybe 14 and really shy and, you know, hardly looks me in the eye and doesn't know how to answer the questions very well. And then by the time they've come back and helped us through their high school and college career, some of them are in pre-med now. Some of them have started a career of their own and they stop back and say hi. And, you know, you always saw that potential in them. So that's really a sense of pride. And then some of the stories just, you know, break your heart. But I've actually had adult volunteers show up for their shift the day after they buried a loved one. And you ask them, you know, are you sure you don't need some more time? Or gosh, I wasn't expecting to see you today. And their answer is, well, why wouldn't I be here? I mean, I need to be here. I want to be here. So it can be pretty emotional at times, but I'm glad they have that outlet. And that just shows the deepness of caring that many of our volunteers have.
If someone is feeling the need or the want or the desire to become a volunteer, do they call you directly or how do they begin the process?
Well, of course, they can always call me directly, but we're in a web-based society now. And so FHN.org, the homepage, has a place where you can click on about volunteering. I've got the entire brochure embedded in there, so you don't have to print it off. You can read it. And then it's got my contact numbers, which are telephone, and then kbrooks@fhn.org is really my preferred method, honestly, because I check my email a lot more than I check my voicemail. So
But if they did want to call by phone, obviously they could do that. Just call the main number and
absolutely main number and ask for volunteer or for Kay or for how do I volunteer. The switchboard operators know who to put it through, and then my direct phone number is also on the web page on the brochure.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Kay Brooks with FHN today on Talk of the Town.